Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Will Two-Step, and this is now time for the cabaret program. It is 7 p.m. each and every Tuesday. Between 7 and 8, we bring you local musicians, and tonight we're honored to have the winner of the 2021 Rocky Grass Flat-Picking Guitar Contest, Mr. Greg Shockett, along with Connor Hollingsworth on upright bass. Gentlemen, please.
All right, thanks.
But a good man feeling bad. Now the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. That must have been the kind of blues I had. Oh, yonder comes the train coming down the track. Yonder comes the train coming down the track. Yonder do. Gonna carry me away, never gonna bring me back. Well, the blues ain't nothing, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. The blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. That must have been the kind of blues I had. Don't you wear no black. When I die, honey, don't you wear no black. Yeah, if you do, my ghost come slipping back. I got a gal in Houston, a gal in Houston, and a gal in San Antonio. I got a gal in Houston and a gal in San Antonio. Yeah, I got a Springs gal, make a good man leave his home. Well, the blues ain't nothing, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. The blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. That must have been the kind of blues I had. O'Connor, he's a good man. Cowtown to get my ham bone boiled. I'm going to Cowtown to get my ham bone boiled. Yeah, them New York women done let my ham bone spoil. Well, blues ain't nothing, blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Yeah, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. That must have been the kind of blues I had. Yeah, I must have had those Texas ham bone blues.
All right. Welcome to the cabaret, folks, radio fans. So great to be back. It's been many times, but it's been a little while here in the studio. I was thinking back to, we can talk about this, Will, later, but I am a veteran of the old KGNU concert hallway, proud to be a member, so.
Over on Folsom Street.
That's right. I like these fancy digs, but, always appreciate a good sounding hallway, too. all right. Well, that was an old song from the way back, from the 30s, I suppose. Just like to start out with a song that's about absolutely nothing, so. you get an idea of what we're all about. And these little shout out to the here, if you're steeped in the Boulder music history here in KGNU, that was a song I certainly first heard by Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, originally done by Milton Brown and his musical Brownies, but you all know that. And turns out this next song, which is one off my new record, is also had been covered by the Trailblazers too. So I guess that's how a lot of my taste was formed, right? So this little Jimmy Rogers song, Peach Picking Time in Georgia, key of B flat if you're playing along at home. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, it's apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. When it's roundup time in Texas and the cowboys make whoopee, down in old Alabama, it's cow picking time for me. Well, there's bluegrass down in Kentucky, Virginia's where they do the swing, Carolina, now I'm coming to you to spend the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling, I know I'll be there soon, and that's where we'll do a little picking underneath the Ozark moon. Picking their cotton, I'll pick a wedding ring. We'll go to town and pick a little gown for the wedding in the spring. I hope the preacher knows his business, I know he can't fool me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, it's gal picking time for me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, gal picking time for me.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. All right. Guitar switch out here, ladies and gentlemen. So this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Will Two Step, and we're honored here to be with some very, very fine musicians here tonight. We have Greg Shockett on guitars and Connor Hollingsworth on upright bass. And it's a pleasure to have musicians in again. This is the second time since COVID that I've had an opportunity to host live music. So,
oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah. For myself here personally. Yeah. We've been doing it a little bit since, I don't know, George. I can't even remember when we started. But, yeah. You know, this is really an honor. September we started and back up.
Right.
Yeah. I had the Strange Birds on with
Ray and Carey.
Yeah, Ray and Carey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good start.
Yeah, exactly. I thought so too. And here we are with Greg Shockett and Connor. Another tune here on the acoustic, and we'll maybe banter a little bit more.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I got the flat top out here, and Will was talking about the Rocky Grass flat pick guitar contest, which I won this year, which was quite a thrill and quite a, I don't know, unexpected. I'm not a guitar contest veteran, but I thought I'd do a couple of those tunes today, which I often don't in like performance, but this is seemed like a fun little avenue. And So this one is a Norman Blake tune that I love playing. It's a little lesser known called Pretty Bird, and it's one of his original tunes. And at the end, I'll do a little bit of Black Mountain Rag, which is just a flat pick standard. But in the contest, I did this song in the first round called Pretty Bird.
Nice, gentlemen. Very nice. Very nice. Very good. Very good. So you did that in the first round.
Yeah. And since we're talking about it, the way the most instrument contest works, there's a preliminary round open to anybody who enters. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you play two songs and then they cut it down. In this case, the three, some other contests are five, depending how many. And then you do a final round where you have to play two different songs.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are we going to hear something from the second
I'm going to do another one of the tunes, but I think it was my other first round tune.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I really only had those prepared, and down to the last minute, I was deciding which ones to play in which order. Just, I don't know, kind of based on how my fingers were feeling, you know?
How's it feel to get up on that big stage and be in front of folks?
Well,
what was your emotion about it?
I am pretty used to being on stage in front of folks. I've been doing it for decades, and I'll tell you though, I've played some crazy gigs, but this was nerves like I had never felt before, to be honest. Yeah, it was. It's just a different animal, the exposure and the short amount of time you have to play and the technical nature of it. You know, I mean, the nature of the contest is you've likely prepared some pretty hard stuff to play. That's kind of show offy and kind of about the execution, you know. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think one of the keys is to play within your means. Sound good no matter what you play. You hear a lot of people try to play too hard, too fast, and you know, if they had pulled it off, it would have been incredible, but unlikely, you know.
Kind of lose the tone and things like that.
And the execution, especially when you're nervous.
And
you know, for me, it's a ton of people I know there, which is I think many performers will agree that the hardest gig is for people who you really care what they think.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's, you know, a whole pile of local music community and great musicians. And they do the first round in the Wildflower there at Planet Bluegrass. And then if you make the finals, it's on the main stage. And that Wildflower gets rowdy during the contest. You know, it gets pretty charged and full, and it's really fun. It's a really fun electric atmosphere, but it also is a jolt of adrenaline.
How much time do you have between the first and the second
round? It's the next day.
It is the next day.
Yeah,
okay.
In this case, it's the next day. It was pretty early in the morning.
So you had all day to stew on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Indoor practice, which can be helpful.
Great.
I did practice in the meantime.
Sure. And well-deserved, Greg. It was well-deserved, and we're so glad to have you in the community and winning a local contest like that.
Well, and I was going to say the first thing that really happened when I got off, well, I did know I won after they announced the winners, I guess. Was Robin and Matt corralled me, because since they were live streaming from there, which is totally awesome. I always listen at home, and so that was nice to get the KGNU welcome after the big moment. Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
Appreciated that. Yeah.
Well, what's next up, Greg?
All right, we're gonna do one from the record here. This is one that I wrote. I wrote the song many years ago and had always wanted to record it, and it's kind of a story song. I was sort of under the sway of your Robert Earl Keens and Steve Earls. I was in that kind of phase of my musical life at the time, and so sort of jumped on that bandwagon of writing a long song about a story, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is called Station Master, and it's kind of from the point of view of a guy running a train station and watching some kids run off from their small town. Kiwi, for those of you at home. I've been station master since 1963. Me and these tracks go a long way back. Belleville, Texas, ain't a place nobody knows. It's where the Gulf of Colorado and the Santa Fe go. Well, Jamie was a smart girl, she came from family. Her daddy was a hardware man and mama kept it clean. She's running with a rich boy who daddy owned the mill. The cops all knew to take it easy on Will. September 1980, they hopped an eastbound train, rode all the way to Houston in a pouring rain. 18 years, all living in Belleville, need to head on up the track to find a bigger thrill. I've been station master since 1963. Me and these tracks go a long way back. I saw two kids running like they's on a jailbreak. The look in their eyes like they ain't coming back. Like a forest, them towers all around. Yeah, one of them tall buildings could hold their whole town. They headed for the neon like a moth to a flame. There's a thousand honky-tonks where no one knew their name. They headed for the middle of the darkest looking dive. The waitress just sneered and Jamie said hi. They drank enough
drunk. When Will said, let's split this joint, find us some fun. I've been station master since 1963. Me and these tracks go a long way back. I woke up that night in a cold, cold sweat. I was wondering if Houston had gotten to them yet. Always looking for a way to impress a pretty thing like Jamie, maybe get under her dress. He said, come on baby, I'll show you around this town. He wasn't used to being the smallest fish around. He had a 50 in his pocket, he was feeling pretty big. He ain't never seen the kind of trouble Houston will get you in. Back in Belleville, they made the front page. There wasn't much to say, investigation underway. I've been station master since 1963. Me and these tracks go a long way back. People still ask me what I saw that night. Said nothing that'll help you find those two kids alive. Nothing that'll help you find those two kids alive.
All right, Station Master.
And off a new album.
Yep, off a new album, Amblin Man.
Very good. We've been playing it quite a bit here the station, and it's doing well.
Good work, right? Nothing to me is more successful than that, than the support of my local music community and my friends. And it's been a thrill to have it be well received. And
yeah. Speaking of the local community, you have a lot of musicians on there.
It's in all my years of, you know, playing professionally and being in bands, mm-hmm. this is my first solo album. So it took me a while. It took me a while to decide to make one, and then it took me a while to make it once I had decided. But it's a classic solo album. It's like it's all my friends, my mm-hmm. musical friends, and or many anyway. There's sort of a core of people I play with who play the styles I like on there, but. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty heavy on the swing. There's some honky tonk and some bluegrass, but it's eclectic, but in my lane.
Right. Available on Spotify and Apple and all the Bandcamp, etc.
Yep, Bandcamp. Musicians love the Bandcamp. They mm-hmm. they probably have the best thing going for musicians, I think, is sort of the general consensus as far as. Nice presentation, options to buy, options to stream. It's kind of like a nice little setup. You can order physical still, which has been pretty robust for me. I think people are still, you know, there's a lot of talk about nobody listens to CDs anymore, but mm-hmm. it's that nobody is not really nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the project, and we enjoy playing it, and thanks for bringing it by and sharing it with us.
Yeah, super, super great. Here's another one from it. This is a Bob Dylan cover. Mm-hmm. No secret that I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan, and managed to limit myself to two Bob Dylan songs on my 11-song record here. And this was a last-minute entry, which Connor helped with. This I did the sessions for the record all in one long weekend, which was super fun. Almost all those people you see on the liner notes, like, had the proverbial party in the studio, and it mm-hmm. was really, really a great time, and got the vast majority of it done in 3 days. But had some decisions to make, and I decided to add this song later, and so I was able to get Connor in on this one. So this was kind of a one or two taker up in a warehouse in Greeley,
mm-hmm.
and this is Buckets of Rain.
buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got all the buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. Yeah, I got all the love, honey, baby, you can stand. Well, I've been meek, hard like an oak. Seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, oh honey, baby, I'll be here. Little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. Like the way you love me strong and slow. Yeah, I'm taking you with me, oh honey, baby, when I go. Take it. Smile on your fingertips, like the way that you move your hips, like the way you love me strong and slow. Everything about you is bringing me misery. Life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. Do what you must do, and you do it well. Yeah, I'll do it for you. Oh, honey, baby, can't you tell? Oh, buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. Yeah, I got all the love, oh, honey, baby, you can stand. Yeah, I got all the love, oh, honey, baby, you can stand.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is the Cabaret Program, and I'm your host tonight, Will Two-Step. In the studio here tonight, we have Greg Shockett on guitars and Connor Hollingsworth on upright bass.
Yeah, awesome. Connor.
Yes.
Doing a great job, man.
Outstanding. So, Greg, you were saying that it was kind of a last minute, or you went back to the album and you decided to add that. What made you do that?
Yeah, well, I've been playing that song a ton, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like one of my go-to just songs I like to play, for one thing, and I also play it with, like, all kinds of people because it's really easy, mm-hmm. you know. It's like a great song for a jam, but I don't know, I felt like I had just come into that song and made it my own, and one of the songs I recorded in the original sessions, I wanted to redo just because it didn't come out quite how I wanted or hoped. And so we got back in the studio for that particular ensemble, and kind of just decided to do this one after we redid the one that I had really planned to do. And it's an easy, you know, it's a song that's like easy to express yourself in, if mm-hmm. that makes sense, because mm-hmm. it's just easygoing and has a lot of space, and it's kind of like doesn't really need a lot of arrangement. It's not something you got to stress out about executing. So mm-hmm. sort of a fun song just to lay into in the studio without much preparation. Mm-hmm. So, cool. Yeah. And I figured I already had one Bob Dylan song and it wasn't enough. I needed the double.
Absolutely.
Bob Dylan songs.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So we have a guitar switch out here and we're back to the Epiphone.
Yeah. The old Epiphone.
What's up now?
Triumph Regent. I love this guitar. I haven't played it much lately, so I'm glad you folks on the radio are getting to hear it.
What year is that guitar?
This is a 1951 Epiphone, New York City made.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other Bob Dylan song I recorded.
Okay.
And this is called "It Takes a Lot to Laugh, a Train to Cry," pretty well known Dylan tune from mm-hmm. the '60s. And this one I really like made an arrangement for. This is sort of the opposite. I kind of totally went to town on this one, kind of reharmonized it, you know, came up with some different chords, put it in basically a swing style. And then on the album, I arranged it for kind of an ensemble with trumpet and guitar and piano, kind of playing a kind of a Western swing thing where, you know, the parts all play together in harmony. And
mm-hmm.
so it's a little over the top with the arrangement, but we're just going to kind of play it like a regular song here. But But on the record, it features Gabe Mervine on the trumpet, which was exciting. Gabe's an incredible player, and I got to play a lot with him over the years at one particular gig. We had a weekly gig for a number of years, and he's a hero, and was kind of featured him on this song. So, hey, Gabe, if you're listening.
All right, here we go.
This takes a lot to laugh. One, two, three. I ride a mail train, baby, I can't buy no thrill. I've been up all night, leaning on your windowsill. And if I die on top of the hill, if I don't make it, all you know, my baby will. Don't the moon look good shining down through the trees? Don't the brakeman look good flagging down the double E? Don't the sun look good going down into the sea? Oh, my gal look fine when she's a coming after me. Well, I wanna
I never warned you when your train gets lost. No, don't say I never warned you when your train gets lost.
About 23 minutes to the top of the hour here at KGNU Cabaret Room. And Greg Schockett and Connor Hollingsworth here tonight with us live in the studio. Also want to make mention, George Figgs, as always, behind the glass.
Yeah, George.
Engineer and producer extraordinaire. Thank you, George, again for having everybody in tonight and putting this all together and making it sound great. And we appreciate it. Thanks, George. Stay tuned for Corriente at the top of the hour. Elena will be in, bringing you 2 hours of Latin music, so stay tuned for that. Awesome stuff there. Yeah. What's next, Greg?
This is a version of a Doc Watson. Well, this is a Doc Watson's version of a song, is what I'm trying to say. It's just another one I love playing. Doc's influence can't be overstated on almost every flat-picking guitarist out there, and just the gold standard of almost everything having to do with acoustic music. So, and I love this. This is a great example. This song was a hit for Mel Tillis back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Called Walk On Boy, and it's a pretty cool version, his version. It's like kind of a country, kind of almost teeny bopper kind of thing. And but just to see what Doc did with it is a good look into the genius of Doc. You know, he took the song that he probably heard on the radio a bunch and turned it into kind of a flat pick thing, and it's super fun to play, and it's a high bar to shoot for, but I like trying.
Right on.
Well, I was born one morning, the rain was pouring down. I heard my mama say to my pappy, let's call him John Henry Brown. Walk on, boy. Don't you walk on down the road. Well, there ain't nobody in this old world to help you carry your load. Well, I left my mom and papa just about the age of 10. I got me a job working on a levee, toting water for the hard-working men. Walk on, boy. Won't you walk on down the road? Well, there ain't nobody in this whole world to help you carry your load. All the money, poor man do all the work. Rich man live mighty high on the hog, and the poor man live in the dirt. Walk on, boy. Won't you walk on down the road? Well, there ain't nobody in this old world to help you carry your load. Brown, you can tell him I'm the boy who left his hammer smoking. Repeat that steam drill down. Walk on, boy. Won't you walk on down the road? Well, there ain't nobody in this whole world to help you carry your load. Walk on, boy. Walk on, boy. Walk on, boy. Thank you.
If you like what you're hearing here with Greg Schockett and Connor Hollingsworth, then this Friday at the Jamestown Merkin, at the Merck, 7 to 9 tonight, or Friday night, 7 to 9, Greg will be playing also. And then on November 6th at the Gold Hill Inn, roughly about 6 p.m., I think is what you said, Greg. And check them out, folks. Support local musicians. It's always a great thing. And you've been doing a lot of teaching lately, too, haven't you, Greg?
Yep, I have for many years. I taught for a long time over at Wood Songs, really up until the beginning of the pandemic. A couple days a week, I was holding down the fort there, teaching guitar and mandolin. And over the years, doing a bunch of like teaching camps, you know, locally and all around the country, places where you go and kind of do an adult music camp for a week. I love doing those things. So, that's a huge part of my community here is students and, you know, people I've been teaching for a long time have become dear friends and are out there in the community playing music, going to bluegrass jams, being in bands. So it's a big, big part of my life. It's doing a little bit less of it lately. You know, the COVID was a factor, although the teaching online was pretty robust, actually, and worked better than maybe I would have thought.
Really? You settled into that pretty well?
Yep. Yeah, the vast majority of my students kept on pretty regular. And
nice.
It was, you know, has its limitations, but you know, is better than not doing it, and also had some kind of cool advantages for some folks. So there's some people now, I'm seeing people in person, but also some people, I think it's just easier. You know?
Okay, well, so. Adds a lot to it. Yeah. What's next up?
We're going to do another one of those contest tunes. And this one's called Bully of the Town. This is an old song. I guess it's kind of a fiddle tune, but it's got some goofy words. But, of course, you won't hear those now. But this is kind of a Norman Blake arrangement, too, that I sort of started with a framework. You know, kind of the gig at a contest is to, you know, you have to make your own arrangement of the song, you know. And kind of savvy judges will know if you just played Tony Rice's version of X song, you know, and even if you do it well, I think there's still a premium on like you took a tune and you contested it yourself, you know,
made it yours.
Yeah. And unlike maybe even on a recording where you might just kind of play the tune in a kind of cool stylized way and maybe take a solo, here, most people who do well in contests, as far as I understand it, you kind of compose your whole past. You're not improvising. It's kind of something that you work out note for note and then try to go nail it.
Potential contestants, listen to Greg. He's telling you what it's all about and how to do it.
One-time contest winner tells all. Anyway, that's what I did. All right, Bully of the Town. Thank you. Something like that.
Nice.
I was a little less nervous this time. That was nice.
I feel a little bit better, Greg.
A little less, 100% less shaking. Yes.
Hey, so to the listeners, if you're not familiar with Greg Schockett or what he's done in the past, been in a bunch of bands in the area. As you said, he's been here about 34, 35 years. You've been in the area now?
Yeah, I came to Boulder in 87 for college.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Uppers.
Okay, I was a year behind you. I got here out of the Army.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, 88. So, yeah, nice. But Runaway Truck Ramp was one of the bands you were in way back in the day. I think some long-term folks here might have recognized that band, and heard them here on KGNU also.
Yeah, yeah, that was, I think we played in the hallway. I remember that pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was my first kind of touring band. We traveled like crazy in an RV both coasts and kind of came out of that Nederland, you know, bluegrass, mm-hmm. fertile scene there in the late 90s with Yonder Mountain and the Floodplain Gang, if anybody remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know,
under the, you know, Leftover Salmon was really cranking up there in the mountains at that mm-hmm. point. And mm-hmm. So that was big times for me. That was exciting. And we had to travel the country, and that was a good run.
Yeah, and then after that was Honky Tonk All-Stars, right?
Yep.
With Danny Schaefer and Rebecca Fraser.
Yep, exactly. That was when I had my great country awakening, you know. And in Runaway Truck Ramp, I just played mandolin. I was really, really off the bluegrass deep end for a bunch of years there. And credit KGNU for a lot of that. When I was in college and I got really hot on bluegrass mm-hmm. and was seeing Hot Rise all the time, of course, and Left Hand String Band and Tim and Molly and I was playing mandolin and just totally obsessed with it. And I would record Old Grass, New Grass on a cassette on my boombox. I would play along all Saturday morning and then record it and then keep playing along all week. And it was great of training ground, you know.
No doubt.
There was really only one bluegrass jam then at the mill site, you know, and got to jam up there with Buck and Danny Elmore. And mm-hmm. those are some heady bluegrass days around here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, good times.
Yeah, and then, of course, the high beams, right?
Yeah, so then I got into country, switched back to guitar, started playing electric guitar, kind of country style, and the Honky Tonk All-Stars were so fun and surprisingly fertile ground here in Boulder for some really genuinely twangy music. People, old fans of Dusty Drapes and the Dusters. Right. And
you played at Peggy's, probably, the High-Low.
Nope, I missed Peggy's.
Oh, really?
I saw some shows there, but okay. I never played there. I saw some Red Knuckles show there. They would occasionally do a Red Knuckles only show there, and never played there. Nope.
Mm.
That band came around too late, and then met the High Beams, and 16 years later, I was playing the Western Swing and Honky Tonk all over the country. So it's been a wild ride, but KGNU has been a constant through all of that. You know, I've played the Charles many times, played mm-hmm. in here many times, and just the support of community radio really makes a music career for people like us possible, you know.
Oh, thank you.
It's really an important thing.
Well, it means a lot to us for you guys come down here on a Tuesday and spending an hour with us, with the listeners, and just doing what you do, man.
Yeah,
that's great.
This is as important a platform as we have. Yeah.
What's the next tune, my friend?
Let's see. We're going to do a little finger picking here. Little Mississippi John Hurt, Nobody's Dirty Business. Sometimes I ramble, get drunk and gamble. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but mine. Drives a Cadillac, I walk the railroad track. Nobody's business but mine.
She rides a limousine, I buy the gasoline. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but mine. That's where my money goes to buy my baby clothes. Nobody's business but mine. Say, baby, did you get that letter? If you take me back, treat you better. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but mine. It ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but mine. Ain't nobody's dirty business how my baby treats me. Nobody's business but mine.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And it's about 8 minutes to the top of the hour here on our cabaret program. We're honored tonight to have Greg Schockett and Connor Hollingsworth here playing wonderful music for us. And hopefully everybody's been enjoying it, and I'm sure they have been. And again, George Figgs, producer, engineer behind the glass. Thanks for putting it all together again, George. As always, stay tuned. Top of the hour with Elena with Corriente. We'll bring you 2 hours of Latin music. And I got a question for both of you gentlemen, too. I do this often. This is a question I ask folks. Greg, we'll go first with you.
Okay.
What was the first show you went to, with or without your parents' knowledge, that actually made you say, wow, I want to do that? And when was it?
Let's see. I went to a lot of shows probably before that moment, right? Before the musician thing kicked in. So I guess I'd have to say overall it was probably a Grateful Dead show.
Okay. Any approximate year time period?
Well,
East Coast, whatever.
You're
from Long Island, right?
I grew up in New York, so yeah. My first shows, I was young because it was easy to, well, my parents were somehow quite permissive, and it was easy to go see shows without driving. Mm-hmm. You could get on the train and go into the city. So I saw a Dead show starting when I was 13 or so in Madison Square Garden. And so somewhere in there, somewhere probably during high school, I started playing guitar. I had been playing guitar already, and probably somewhere in there, I just wanted to play all those songs, started to.
All right.
It wasn't really till I got to college that I was really playing with music with other people in earnest, I wish there was a really clear, I'll tell you one thing though, this will resonate with people around here, much later after I had been playing somewhere, I saw Newgrass Revival at Red Rocks. They did a Will the Circle Be Unbroken redo, one of the, I think the second version, they ended up doing three, and they did this amazing, all hands on deck show at Red Rocks. I think it was right before Telluride, so, all the people are passing through. And Newgrass Revival came out and played Can't Stop Now, one of their just, supercharged tunes, and that was a, I'm going to play this kind of music, and I'm going to play mandolin moment.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So Sam influenced you tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
There. Excellent. And Connor, how about you?
Yeah, we're just...
you can lean over to that one, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having a hard time of thinking one where it just, like, clicked. But the first, like, big concert I went to was with my dad, and it was Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Oh, nice.
So that was kind of after I had watched the Woodstock DVD, and the Jimi Hendrix performance kind of shook my world a little bit. But going in person, you get to... It's louder and smells different. And nice. But also, I kind of cut my teeth studying classical music.
Okay.
So I lived in Chicago for 7 years and would get student tickets to the Chicago Symphony. And I remember one particular concert. It was Beethoven 5, as well as... Aaron Copland's Lincoln Portrait, and James Earl Jones was narrating. There's a narration as if it's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Cool. It was James Earl Jones. But for Beethoven 5, they had 8 double basses and 6 cellos. So I just remember the basses outnumbering the cellos and getting to sit like real close to the section and just hear that sound really.
Wow. That made that was the bass for you then.
Yeah, that was the bass.
And
for
this
me.
Is your primary instrument then?
Yeah,
bass?
Yeah. I started playing guitar, you know, thus the Hendrix and the Neil Young, and but have pretty got a lot more gigs playing bass.
Nice, nice. Well, we're within 5 minutes, guys. Elena, maybe what we'll do here is we'll do one more, and then you can just fade us out of the top of the hour and let you do the legal and call it good. Folks, Greg Schockett, Connor Hollingsworth, GregShockett.com, and I'm going to do this just because I'm inferior at it, and I know there's other people like it too. It's Greg, and Schockett is spelled SCHOCHET.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks again for listening. It's been a pleasure having these guys in here, these fine musicians. Thanks again, George. What's next?
We'll close it out on kind of a bluegrass number here. This is old Flat and Scruggs, one that I like to jam on. Called I'll Go Steppin' Too. Don't think that I'll be hanging around while you're having fun. Oh, I won't sit there crying over you. Oh, from now on, you go out, tell you what to do. I lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Yeah, I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into. And your clothes don't fit you right. Don't start to yell if you find lipstick on me too. For you will find that I've been out stepping just like you. Well, I'll go stepping to my honey, I'll go stepping too. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go stepping too. Time you come in late and we begin to fight. You tell me there are more fish in the sea. Well, the bait ain't what it used to be, and I got news for you. Well, from now on, when you go out, I'll go step into. Yeah, I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into.
Yeah, I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into.
And that was Cabaret with Greg Shockett. And thank you so much. It's worth going a minute over to hear that kind of music. And I'm sorry, Mr. Bass Player, I'm forgetting your name. But anyway, that was great music, and it's great to see it live. This is Elena with you on KGNU. It is 1 minute after 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Corriente aquí en KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM in Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And, of course, KGNU online. We're going to hear a few programming announcements and then get to right into the music.
Support comes from Open Studio Boulder, hosting their fall studio tour the first 3 weekends of October. A self-guided tour of 153 juried artists working studios, noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday. Catalog, map, and more at openstudio.org.
Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how you get started. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
And buenas noches, Qualioli. This is Elena with you. And tonight we have, we have some indigenous music for in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day coming up next week. We also have some music about birds because it's Migratory Bird Day for the fall coming up on the 9th. And we also have some music from Venezuela, some salsa, because I looked online and it's something, today is like honoring Venezuelan salsa or something like that. Algo así. And anyway, you don't need an excuse to play salsa from Venezuela from anywhere, right? And also we'll be having, maybe in about half an hour or so, a short interview with wonderful Chilean musician Adolfo Romero, who's going to be playing in concert. You can catch him on October 15th. And we'll also be speaking with Mali Gallegos from Su Teatro about the upcoming kicking off the 50th season of Su Teatro. But we're going to start out now with some music from Guatemala and Mexico.
Fuego, fuego, vienen sembrando los pueblos con la esperanza en el aliento. Me.